Well, good morning, everyone. Straighten this out here. We made it through another year and everything, and all the cold weather and everything. Hopefully, this week's going to warm up. And I appreciate having a beard. For years, I never had a beard. And then about 3 years ago, I grew one. I thought I was really dumb not doing that, because it really is warm having a beard. And I used to always have like wear a scarf or something like that. I thought, gosh, this is great. It's free too. So very useful. I thought, yeah, I like this. But we're all kind of glad the holidays are over and everything. We're gonna do a big taking down. We always leave our ornaments up forever. We always leave up, like having the trees and stuff and all the fun stuff. So we're gonna do all that today and everything. And the kids are getting bored. It's like an awful long Christmas break. And and they're bored, they're antsy, and we're like, you go, let's go, So they're kind of, it's like, I think it's that whole thing of the routine. I think you get out of that routine, it's kind of fun, exciting at the beginning. It's like, hey, and if you do it, after about a week or so, it's like, yeah, what are we going to do now? So it's kind of that whole thing of, routine it just makes your life a little bit simpler and easier too, and when you get out of that mode, that cycle, then it's fun for a bit, and then you kind of want to go back to it, and it's like, things start getting kind of chaotic when you get out of this mode, and laundry piles up, dishes pile up. It's like, well, we do this every year, we run this cycle here, and so that's just the, and I don't know how some people do it. You see people all the time; they're in constant chaos. There's no order. They're always late and everything. It just kind of drives me nuts. And everything drives me nuts. But I was trying to come up with a New Year's story this year. I know I've done one like I can't remember what it's called, the thing when you make resolutions. I said I don't do resolutions and some of this stuff. And it's just kind of, I was trying to think of something like back to basics, I think. That's kind of the deal. And I've noticed it a little bit with some, not all, but some younger people are kind of doing an anti-technology, anti-complicated life thing. And I don't know if you've ever seen the thing, there's a trend now for small houses. And it's not like, it's like tiny, a corner, type of thing. And they just want to get away, kind of live off the grid and everything. Just very simple, this is all I need to live type of mentality. And so I think it's kind of interesting. It's kind of a back to our roots type of thing. In the story, I've been selling records like crazy. People every day, I've got a bunch of stuff, stacks of records going out. Some people said they like the sound, they like the comfort of holding a big album, set, downloading music and stuff. And it's kind of an anti-technology thing. And when we were out Christmas shopping a few weeks ago, I was at Michael's. They had typewriters, real typewriters with ink ribbons. What the heck? I was like, I remember the first time I was on a word processor in the early 80s, I thought, this is the coolest thing ever. I can just no more liquid paper, no more backspace. You just backspace a couple words out, you can change paragraphs. But that's the thing now, is like there's a lot of people. So I looked up some stuff, and there's a lot of people, and I guess a lot of younger people, and a few people that are in our age group that grew up with them are using typewriters. And coincidentally, a couple of days later, I saw a thing that Tom Hanks had written back a fan about something, and they said he has always used a typewriter. He had never, So, I don't know. It's just one of these things. So I think a lot of stuff, things are happening so fast, or we're just losing touch with each other or things, that people want to go back more to this simplistic thing. So I started to think of all this stuff, and for some reason, I thought of apples. I don't know why, but for some reason I just thought of apples as just kind of a basic thing. It's the Everybody's had apples. Everybody knows what an apple looks like. Everybody's seen apple trees and everything. And it just seems like it's like a basic food, you know? It's just like it's worldwide, it's global and everything. And it's just a real neat thing, you know? It's like, you know, we got like, you know, it's American as apple pie, you know? It's the real deal. You know, that's the real thing, you know? And, you know, you think of phrases like an apple a day keeps the doctor away. It's a real simple thing, you know? And I was kind of looking around this week on stuff about apples, and they said there is health benefits to eating apples. They said it's an anti-carcinogen and fiber and all that stuff like that, too. They said, you know, someone's the apple of your eye, you know? And, you know, it's like you say that, you kind of get it, you know? It doesn't really make a lot of sense, apple my eye. But you, when somebody says it, you know what they mean. Or, you know, or one bad apple, you know? And so it's kind of that thing is like, well, bad apple spoils a bunch. Well, everybody's seen it. They've had a bag of apples laying around. I was like, oh, crud, you know? Let's take out this one, you know? And it's just like it's a real basic thing. You know, New York's the Big Apple, you know? Described it pretty well, you know. They said, you know, you peel an apple, there's all these cores, and going to New York's kind of like that. There's these different layers and different things, you know. Mm-hmm. And then you get to the seedy part, you know. And the pit, you know. But yeah, it's just like, it's just been ingrained. And it was kind of funny. I was trying to do a little bit of research on apples online. I don't usually go to the internet, but I just wanted to get some background. It's really tough to find stuff about apples because all you see is stuff about Steve Jobs. And it's like, I just thought, you know, the mystique of apple or apple, and it's like boom, 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 just constantly. And I had to get really specific about fruit or write down Macintosh or Granny Smith or something like that to get something about apples. And they've been used in mythology and everything for centuries, thousands and thousands of years. And I didn't know this. It's part of the rose family. They said the chemical makeup of it. It's part of the rose family. Didn't know that. And then most fruit was known as apples. And I don't know if it was in Europe or the Middle East. And it was kind of a common thing. And tomatoes were known as love apples. So I was like, oh. So you got that. You got the trivia of apples there, you know. But it was just funny. I was thinking it was so tough to find something. Because, you know, anything you look up, punch up some word, whatever word it is, boom, it'll come up on the Wikipedia page as the first thing, a couple other things. But boy, this was tough. It was really weird because of Apple computers. It just killed it. I remember when I was a kid, I used to go to my cousins over in East Peoria in the backyard. Their neighbor had an apple tree. And they'd go, oh, you didn't have an apple, something like that. And I was over there for like a day-long thing. And I thought, boy, these apples are really good. These are really good. They just hung right over the fence there, you know. So, yeah, go ahead. It's all right. I thought, you know, so I had an apple. It was about 10 o'clock. Getting kind of hungry around 11:30. I think I have another apple. About one, you know, the guy says, you don't want to eat too many of those. You know, you'll be all right, you know. I said, okay. About 12:30, had another apple, and about, it was probably about one more that I get halfway through it, and I go in, my aunt's in the house. I said, I don't feel good. She said, well, what'd you have for lunch? I said, I had apples. How did you eat? I had about four. And I tell you, I don't know if any of you have ever done this. It is horrible. It is horrible. It is the worst stomach ache I ever had. Don't eat four apples on an empty stomach when you're 8 years old. I learned that really quick. And I mean, oh, it was like doubled up in pain. And it was just like, you just feel the acid and everything. And I can't remember, and there's nothing you can do. You just have to wait it out. You know, I think I drank some water, and I think I may drink some milk or something, thinking the acid would soothe it. But I mean, I was just like laying down, just in pain. And you were right. You told me not to eat these apples. You know, just don't eat on an empty stomach. You know, but yeah, it's just But it was one of those things, like, yeah, I learned my lesson on that. So don't eat apples, a bunch of apples on an empty stomach. And, you know, the other thing, too, like, you know, in folklore and everything, we've had all this, you know, we got Johnny Appleseed. Mm-hmm. You know, William Tell shoots an apple off his son's head, you know, and Isaac Newton discovered the gravity by an apple falling off the tree. It's one of those, maybe because they're portable and you can throw them, those things are signed for baseball as an apple, and maybe it's just one of those things, it's just kind of really, you need to throw an apple up in the air, it's like, hey, you want an apple? They're inexpensive, thing. Snow White, she gets an apple, you start thinking of all these things, and apples are always there. Gift to the teacher. Give an apple to the teacher. It's how you kind of con your teacher and boost in your grade level. You gave him an apple, And I remember seeing, like, old shows when I was a kid, and I thought, I've never seen anybody do that. So I don't know if that's just a myth or not. If that was just something that was in movies, that kids gave their teacher apples. And then Halloween, we bob for apples. So it's one of those things that are always there. There's always this whole thing there of... and I guess they're basic things. One thing we do every year with the kids is we go to Tanner's and we pick apples. That whole thing is based off of apples. That's all that's there. They have this huge acres and acres and acres, and basically it's all about apples. They have apple pie, apple jelly, apple butter, on and on, apple relish and things, and apple salsa. It's all apples. It's just kind of neat. And so it's been always our tradition, the kids every year, around September, when we go to Tanner's, it's a big deal. We have an apple tradition in our family, I guess, type of thing. But when I was thinking about going back to the basics with apples, and I was kind of mulling everything over, I was thinking, well, the Bible starts with an apple. The Garden of Eden is the apple. That's the whole source of everything is an apple. It's the forbidden fruit. Eat everything but off of this tree. So I assume there was other apple trees there, but this one, don't eat off of this one, And I thought, it's like, well, that's kind of the thing that kind of hit me. It's like, it's the beginning of the Bible, the beginning of the year. Apples start with A, beginning of the alphabet. So I thought, I'm going with apples. That's what we're doing. But I guess the thing was, too, with the apple, it's just real interesting that an apple was chosen as the forbidden fruit. And it's this thing that we have used everything, and obviously they're around, use that. And the whole source of Adam's apple, they said that the apple was stuck in Adam's throat, and that's why men have a bigger Adam's apple. And that's where that came from. Goofy stuff you learned, But I just think it's really interesting. Here's this, the simplest foods, and it's like when you see a picture of the food groups, there's always an apple there. And it's like, this fruit is the one that is called turmoil of mankind. Is an apple, something like that. And so I think it's like, but I think still it's one of those things, it's kind of a symbol still of a simpler and more real, genuine lifestyle that we should have. It was in the Garden of Eden, we should carry today. So I say for this year, start with an apple and make a simpler, better life. That's it.